Have you ever been through a corn maze? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I can't speak for all over the globe, but here in good old Michigan, corn mazes are kind of a big deal in the fall. To be honest, though, I don't know if I've actually ever gone through one or just like casually taken pictures by them, but it actually sort of, you'll see, connects with today's Devo, which is actually about a maze, not necessarily a corn maze, but a super epic maze. So stay tuned for today's Devo called The Maze by A.W. Smith. Omar and Chris waited in anticipation. Today was the day they would go through the maze, an important final test in their training. After this, they and all the others in their year would disperse to their various apprenticeships. As they gathered at the entrance to the maze, their guide showed them the map, carved onto an elaborate but weathered sign. Now, when you get inside the maze, it can be easy to lose your way. But you can always find the tower there in the middle. Climb up and see where you are and where you need to go, the guide explained, pointing to the wooden tower in the middle of the maze. Omar and Chris nodded, and when the guide gave the signal to begin, they dashed side by side into the maze. But as the two friends got further into the journey, they got more and more confused. As the sun began to set, Chris groaned. "We should be able to make a turn here, but we can't. We should be near the end, but I don't see it." Omar looked up. "Well then, to the tower it is." Once they climbed the wooden structure, they immediately saw where they had started making wrong turns. They could also see the end of the maze and which way they could take to get there. When they finally made it out, the guide and the others cheered. "Well done," the guide intoned. "But, you know, many of you waited a long time to go to the tower. What you learned in the maze today is a good lesson to remember in all of life. When we try to make it through life on our own, we only end up getting lost and confused. We need the perspective of the Creator. He is eager to help us, and He invites us to come to Him for wisdom in every situation. He doesn't expect us to know the way without Him. As you journey into your lives as young apprentices, may you never think that you walk alone." So let's talk about today's Devo a little bit more together. When have you felt lost and confused in life? When we know Jesus as our Savior, He promises to always be with us and guide us in His good ways. Through His Spirit, His Word, and His people, He helps us see things from His perspective, and He empowers us to make decisions that are rooted in love for God and our neighbors. We're never lost with Him by our side. Are there any Christians in your life who love spending time in the Bible and in prayer and who you trust for wisdom and perspective? How could you be intentional about spending time with them? If no one comes to mind, you can ask God to help you identify someone in the future. As you and I can read in Proverbs 3:6, "In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Psalm 119:105, Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6, and Romans 12:1 through 21, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you need help on your journey? Well, I encourage you to head over to your favorite online Play Store and download the Unlocked Devo app. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional, which is a poem with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.